and work in Eastman.
Three in the afternoon to 11 at evening.
Night.
Oh.
And
how do you get over there? You have a car?
Go over a car. There's another lady works here part time, and we ride to pool our cars. But sometimes I have to go and come by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's a little dangerous now, but
is it?
It's back from here to Eastman. It's they say 14 miles, but it's a little farther than 14
is
miles.
It? Yeah. We thought it might have been a little farther than what they were saying on the sign.
But I enjoy the work.
How long have you been working there?
Well, I started. I think it was in 55 at the old hospital. Because I just worked, as an aide.
Mm-hmm.
But of course at that time, we could do things that now they don't allow aides to do.
Right.
I mean, we did some of everything. We worked in the OB room, and we worked in the operating room, and we just did everything. And then...
Now they have these strict rules, right, or something to do.
Then we went over to the new hospital. I had moved on over there. And I did get, when they give the 10-year pen, I'd been there for about 12 years, but I'd got a 10-year pen. Then later, I decided, I started drawing my Social Security. And they did start an LPN class, but I felt like at my age, they were using me, worrying to go to LPN school and no more than I would work. So I started working some at the nursing home. I would relieve the charge nurse 2 or 3 days a week. And I enjoyed those old folks, but I worked around 3 or 4 years at that, and I decided I'd get in something a little lighter. So this the superintendent of nurses over there is a friend of mine, and I was talking to her, and she said that I asked her something about the ward clerk. And she said she'd be glad, happy to have me, that she needed someone to relieve. So I've been over there since October, come back to the hospital and working as ward clerk.
Oh.
And I enjoy it, but I still miss seeing the patients.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I ask her, would it be permissible if sometime that we don't have but one aide over there on the side, I work on the new side. A lot of time we have two, but sometime we don't have but one, because we don't have as many patients on that side as we do on the other. But, and if I see them getting in the tight, sometimes I run out and get the blood pressure's foam or, run and do a little something to help out. But, of course, for a general thing, you have plenty to do that at the desk. Time you answer the executone and admit patients and
patients too.
And we don't admit them like they do in the office, but we do have to admit them to the hospital. We have to write all the medicine down, it's like going through the Act of Congress to admit one.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you have to write all that routine stuff down, profile and CBC and all that, and most times chest x-rays and different things. And then a lot of time, stat work that we have to call the lab to come do, and then answering the telephone, and time you admit them and write all that stuff down, you've done right smart, especially if you admit 4 or 5 one time, you do have done right smart. But I enjoy it. Sometimes you don't have anything. I mean, you work pretty light, you don't have too much to do, and then again, you have more to do.
And you get heavy periods,
That's great. But I enjoy it, because I think I'd be lost without it. A lot of them can't understand me. They say, old as you are, you going out working and coming in and 11:30 all that night? I said, well, you can get just as old as you. Oh, is that picking up all this stuff?
No, not at all. Don't believe it. Well, that's really great, though.
I do enjoy it, though.